Life in the Colonies.
Prome, Burma, December the 5th, 1894. My dearest Polly, I hope you received the box of wedding cake and newspaper containing the announcement of my marriage all right. I am sorry I have not had time to write to you before, but I have written several times to Nelly, so I hope you have heard of me through her. I have had such a busy and tiring life since I came out, and have suffered so intensely from the awful heat, that I have been positively found to neglect a number of people. And then I am constantly moving about the district with my husband, so that sometimes for days I do not get many letters written. The cold weather is just beginning now, already I feel stronger. After Christmas I hope to be able to write some long letters. You must not think I have forgotten you amid all the strange scenes of my new life. Josie demands very long letters from me. I am obliged to write to her every week, so I must ask her to write and tell you about me sometimes. I find it quite impossible to get any Christmas cards, so I am sending you some photos that my husband has taken. Later, I hope to send you some of my house. My husband, you know, is in command of a district about as large as the county of York. Prome is the headquarters with a native population of 32,000 inhabitants. Then there are two subdivisions under European junior officers, with any number of station under national officers. For 2 of 3 weeks out of every month at this time of year, my husband is constantly on the march, inspecting all the divisions and stations. He has to visit all scenes of crime to report on murders, robberies, etc. I accompany him almost everywhere. The year is divided into three parts in this country, namely the hot weather, the rains, and the cold weather. It was the commencement of the wet weather when I first came out, and very heavy rains fell almost continually for 5.5 months. It's frightfully depressing. Wishing you all a bright and pleasant Christmas and Happy New Year, I am always your affectionate cousin, Ada Castle.